Blog Talk Radio.
Inside Frolic, live from Studio 45875, right here in good old New York City, right from the street. We're not on the street, you idiot. Shut up. Starring Jimmy Dinigan.
Yeah, I'm going to show my pale ginger ale.
Louis the Lip.
This is Jerry Lewis. Oh, shut up.
You're not on yet. Oh. Here we go, folks. We're going to tell you how the best way to lose weight. Too short. Give it to me again. Make it longer. Mm-hmm. One,
can't
two,
make it longer.
Three.
Keep fitting it.
Hello there, folks. Did you hear about the new contest? Who's going to come up with the name for the new virus?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. The new virus. We need another virus. Like we need a hole
no,
in it. Another virus, folks. Did you hear about it? Yeah, there's a big debate in Congress, but they're not going to televise it because they don't want to scare nobody. They don't know that people are already scared. What do you think they're all carrying guns for? Yeah. So the new virus, let's see, what are we going to call it? Vira Halabala. Oh, wait
what
a minute. I got a better idea. How about, Vira Halabar. That way all
Halabar's
the candy lovers will get it. And love it.
There you go.
Well, now, you see, they create a new virus. That means they're going to have another vaccine to cure the virus.
Now,
if you have a virus Halabar, then you got to get a vaccine Halapapa. Or Halamama.
No, I'd rather just
Papa and
the
Mama
halibut
back
to the deli.
That's it. There you go.
I want the halibut from the deli.
A mom and
that's
pop
what I want.
Vaccine. I can't go wrong with that. Put it
no,
in some
can.
Chicken soup. Boy, the
there
chicken soup people will love you. Imagine all the chicken soup they'll sell with that vaccine in the chicken soup.
They are
selling
soup.
The halibara virus.
They're selling soup.
Now. I'm telling you, folks. You wait and see. The next few months, they're going to come up with another virus as soon as the fall comes in.
They like the
and here we go again. You heard of a lockdown? Well, this is going to be a lockup.
Locked up, everybody.
All right. The disabled friendly philosopher,
right.
As usual, with all his rhetoric. And hello to everybody out there, Inner Sight Frolic. And we got, let's see, who we got coming up?
No signal.
Oh, shut up.
Sorry.
Oh, get rid of it. Shut that thing off. Who is that?
I am. That thing scared the heck out of me.
Get that thing out of here.
I wasn't even talking.
Get out of that boom, boom, boom. Get away with that boom, boom, boom. Remember that song in the 50s?
Yeah, I remember that song.
That boom, boom, boom. Well, it's funny because there's a new place opened down the corner, and the guy who runs it, he's all right. He's a nice guy. He's a little weird, but he's got this big balloon outside, see? And you plug it in, and this balloon blows up, and it's got big arms, and it's waving its arms, and it's giving the name of his deli or whatever you call that thing. You know, so I told him, I said, you know, that thing reminds me of a boom boom. He says,
uh-oh.
Yeah, it is a boom boom. He agreed with me.
Yeah.
So I think he changed the name to the Boom Boom Deli.
Uh-oh.
I told him, I said, call it the Boom Boom Deli, you know.
Yeah.
Get a little spark in here, you know, and why don't you get some... flashing lights and some horns and a couple of bells, and, you know, we'll do it up. I said, gee, says, I'm afraid that the town will close me down.
Uh-oh.
I said, don't worry about it. We'll tell them it's to help the disabled. We'll tell them that, hey, this place is so good, even deaf people could hear it. Get out of here. All right, in a sight.
Yeah.
Around the world, let's see, we got, who's coming up? Louis? Oh.
Louis?
Jimmy Dinigan will be, oh, wait till I tell you this story. Oh, that Dinigan, he was out of his bird. He was gone, you know. I'll never forget the day when he came to school, and I don't know how he got it on the bus, but I think he folded it up. It was a big cart. And he got on the bus, and, oh, I'll have to tell you, it was a pale ginger ale cart. But I got to tell you, you know, what happened. It's coming up with Dinigan. Give me a little honeymoon music there, Ralphie boy there.
Ralphie boy.
Honeymooner.
All right.
There we go.
Honeymoon.
And away we go. Alice won't give me any money, and I need $5. I ain't got $5. Yesterday was payday. And I haven't got $5. No, because when I go home, Trixie's waiting at the door with the rolling pin and the fork. Rolling pin in one hand, the fork in the other. What's that mean? That means either she's going to knock me over the head or she's going to make believe she's the devil and stick me with a fork in the air. Oh, well, you cut that out. Anyway, what do you got there for lunch? Oh, I got I went down to the Italian festival there yesterday, and I bought a pizza and I froze it, and here it is. I got it today. Boy, what a pizza, Ralph. You want some? No, no, I know. I'm on a diet. I got to lose weight. Oh. What are you going to eat, Bob? Oh, I got a salad here. Everything is good for something on this plate with this salad. Beets for your blood. Carrots for your eyes. Lettuce for your teeth. All kinds of greens for your insides. Make sure you go to the bathroom and all that. Well, I don't have to worry about that down the sewer. We got plenty of bathrooms. Boy, a little old pizza ain't good for nothing. Will you stop waving that thing around? Can't you see I'm starving to death? Making me eat greens like a monkey and a rabbit. Tweak, tweak. Oh, cut that out. Now, listen, Norton. How am I going to get the $5? I don't know, rob a bank? What is the matter with you? Rob a bank. Are you a maniac or something? Wait a minute, Ralph. What do you want the $5 for? Well, I can't tell you. It's too personal. Personal? What are you going to do, Ralph? I hope you're not going to do anything crazy. No, it's not crazy. It's just a little off, but not too much off. You know, you go a little off, you don't have to go to the doctor. You go too much off, you go to the doctor. Yeah. I know somebody took his brother to the doctor. See, he said, Doc, he said, what am I going to do, Doc? I'm going crazy. My brother thinks he's a bus. A bus? Yeah, he thinks he's a bus. He's always going around all day going, well, did you take him to the doctor? Doctor said, did you take him to the doctor? And the guy said, no, I took him to California. California. Listen, I got to have the $5. Now, listen, when you go home later, and you you go in the house there, do you know where Trixie keeps any money? Wait a minute, Ralph. I may be steep very low on certain things, but there's one thing I won't do. Yeah. Challenge Trixie for money. I'm too young to die. Oh, shut up. What am I going to do? I got to think of a way to get this $5. Wait a minute. Maybe you could sell something. Yeah. Well, what am I going to sell? I don't know. Oh, wait. Wait a minute. There's an ad here in the paper here. There it is. Handy dandy vacuum cleaner salesman needed. Handy dandy. Yeah, look at that. Make 10, $20, $30 in an hour. Yeah. How do you get that job? Wait a minute. It says right here, apply by phone. Apply by phone. I haven't got a phone. Wait a minute. I'm Johnny on the spot. Hey, Huggity down there. Turn that phone up, will you? What is that? That's what you call a hydrocolonic phone. Hydrocolonic phone. Yeah, well, the only thing you can use in a sewer is a waterproof phone, Ralph. Boy, Norton, you're a genius. You think so? Now, wait a minute. Let's see. Susquehanna vacuum cleaners. Vacuum cleaner 3, 4, 5, 7, 8. Will you stop that? Hello. Is this the vacuum cleaner company for the job? Yeah. Hold on. My buddy here, he wants to apply for the job. Hold on. Hello? Yeah? 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 Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what'd they say, Rob? I don't know. You don't know? You mean you got on the phone there, that you're going to get the job or not? I got to go down there tomorrow morning. Norton, if this doesn't work out, you won't have to work in the sewer anymore. Why not? You'll be working in the cemetery. Get out! All right, in sight. Harlix, hey, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. Roar, little bear. Yeah. Tom's River, New Jersey. Let's see, what's the phone number? Oh, here it is. 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita.
Yeah.
Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. Not that email. That's a good email.
Yep.
All right. And, I slipped. Telly.
I am trying again.
Hey, you got to get rid of that thing, man. What's going on here? This is my show. I want that stuff on my show. Get rid of it. Throw it out the window or something.
I wish.
It's no good.
I'm over here now. I'm in another room. How's that better?
I don't hear it right now, but I don't want that thing coming on in the middle of the show.
I don't either.
Great.
Trust me.
All right.
I don't either.
Kennedy Realty. You want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good info? Call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Kennedy Realty. Yeah. Hey, all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the beautiful, precious children that were killed in that shooting in Texas. We honor them.
Sad.
Love them. Remember them. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight.
That's that phrase.
Remind you.
That's right.
All right. You got the Able News ready?
Yeah. Hopefully nothing interrupts me. I'm in another room now. Hold on.
Whatever.
Okay.
Set up that Able News.
I am.
On and about the disabled. The paper.
Yeah,
Able
no, here
News.
It comes. Here it comes. It's impressive. Oh, for God's sake. Sorry.
Here
the
we go.
Able
News.
Working. ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled for the past about 30 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts in a variety of large format text. And also, you have where you can read the paper. You can go on there online and visit ablenews.com and look for that subscription. Back to you.
All guys. Right, you get a free subscription up there with Able News.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight Frolic. We got Louie coming up. We got Jimmy Dinigan coming up with the Pale Ginger Ale cart. What a riot that was. All right. We got, what else we got? Oh, we got Gabriel, who has to get his hair fixed.
Oh my!
Who wrote this? Do I have to do this? Gabriel, coming up. All right, Inner Sight. I want to thank Silo. I got to thank Suffolk Bus Corp, and I want to thank Jill over there at Silo for sending me the quote. Of Joe, and
wow.
I'm going to put that on different shows, you know. And Joe Delgado, of course, for giving us his support to get these nursing homes, turn them into accessible housing. Horrible places. Oh, yeah. You know, even the people who like nursing homes are saying that they're horrible. I like this.
Yeah, that's called... They've gone too far.
Yeah, they're just dreadful, man. They're despicable. All right, Inner Sight. What else? What we got? Louie. Louie's coming. Is
Louie
on the line?
On. Let me look. He probably is.
I'd be a little early for Louie.
Oh, yeah, hang on. I got to go back to
You're
going
to get Louie to do a couple
sing
of
what
songs.
He sang. Yep. No, not yet. Louie's not yet online.
All right. Not on yet. Let's see. Inner Sight, 818 New York. On
hey,
the Inner Sight.
About 10 minutes. It'll be on.
Network. And, you know, you hear me talk about Jimmy Dinigan. Let me tell you, Dinigan was a kid in school. He was an albino. He had pure white hair. A little skinny kid. I mean, he was so skinny, you couldn't even find him. when he sat down in the seat, and he, you know, you slump in school. How many kids slump in school?
I did. Badly.
The kids slump in school, and the teacher can't see him. So the teacher panics. Oh my God! You know. What happened to little Johnny? Well, that happened to Jimmy one day. Oh, Jimmy, where are you? All right, Jimmy? I fell under the desk. Jimmy Dinigan's under the desk, and I got caught. And my shirt got caught, and I can't get out. He's stuck. All of a sudden, you get...
What was that noise? My mother's going to kill me. I ripped my white shirt. It ripped.
And Janie's going, oh, my God, you're a mess, Jimmy.
Oh, shut up, Janie.
Anyway, this one day, I got to tell you, Jimmy came to school with a cart. Now, this cart folded up. You ever see these carts that fold up?
Yeah.
And you can wheel
yeah.
them, or you can
yeah.
you can even carry them, you know, up on,
I used
on,
to
onto the
take
bus.
Those
you know.
Cart. Used to
yeah.
take the
so
cart.
So I guess the bus driver,
the
bus driver probably didn't see this thing, you know. So he gets on the bus mm-hmm. with this cart, and he's got his bag with him. He's got all the ginger ale stuff in his bag, you know. And he gets off the bus, and finally the bus driver must have said, Jimmy, what is that?
Oh, I got that show and tell, you know.
Show and tell. So he goes into the school. They let him in, you know, with the cart. And he opens up the cart. Now he's wheeling it. See? And he's going into the, he goes in, as soon as he gets in the door of the classroom, Miss Moss sees this thing. She says,
Jimmy, what is that? What are you doing? And you know, I mean, to Miss Moss, I'm going to sell pale ginger ale. Jimmy, you can't do that. It's against the law. You have to have a license. Oh, and I don't drive. Jimmy, I don't mean that. I mean you got to have a license. To sell that product. My father told me I don't need a license because I'm blind.
So she said,
Jimmy, put that in the back and go and sit down. I gotta go to the bathroom. So he
goes out.
I gotta go to the bathroom, Miss Ball.
He goes out. And he sets it up outside the school, see?
Oh, my.
And he grabs a hold of a couple of kids.
He says, hey, Johnny, come here, Johnny. You come here. Johnny, Joey, come here. Stay by this cart. Here, put the pale ginger ale in there. It's 5 cents for a glass, see? And you put it in there and you get 5 cents from anybody who wants a glass. And
Johnny is... Joey said, hey, Jimmy, do we get paid? And Jimmy says,
no, you don't get paid. You get, later, when I come out of school, you get a ride in the cart.
Oh,
a ride in the cart? Yeah, go around the block in the cart, see? You sit in there and give you a ride.
So these two kids... swindled, and they're standing out there. Jimmy comes back in.
Jimmy, sit down, you know. Oh, yeah, Miss Ma, I got to tell you, I had to go to the doctor, see, and the doctor said I got to go to the bathroom a lot, so I might have to go back out.
He sits down.
What a swindler that kid is. Well, he
starts doing some work, see.
Yeah.
And Jimmy gets up in the middle of the arithmetic lesson, and he makes an announcement. He says,
anybody want to buy fountain, you will find the glass, if you don't like it, open up your hands. Jimmy, sit down.
And a couple of people get up and they say, oh, Jimmy, I'll have a glass of that pale ginger ale. And Kenny says, oh, give me two glasses, man. I'm a two-glass man. So everybody,
how many glasses is it? I'm going to, Miss Mike, I got to go to the bathroom.
So he goes outside. And he brings out as many glasses he can carry. You know, he's got a tray. He's got this tray with, you know.
Yeah,
and he brings it in. Okay, everybody, pay up 5 cents. And Miss Martin.
Jimmy, what are you doing?
He says,
Miss Martin, you think Mr. Kramer would buy a pound in the round? No. No, they bit the crap out of this.
She goes. So meantime, Joey and Johnny are outside, and it starts snowing.
Oh no!
Woo!
And that's there. It went.
And Joey comes in. He said, Jimmy, it's snowing out. And Jimmy says, oh, don't worry, just tell him the pound ginger ale is frosty. Frosty.
The snowman.
Joey says, I can't stay out there no more, Jimmy. I'm going to get sick. Oh, man, what a day. I'll never forget it.
And
then somebody called the police. Would you believe it?
Oh, for
the cops came and they said, who's the owner of this car? You know, and Jimmy said, my father. I mean.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you got to get this car out of here. You can't leave it. So they finally did. He brought the cart into the classroom, kept it in the back, you know, and Jimmy says, ain't you just crazy? You ruined my business.
That's right.
Oh, man, I'll never forget. It was so funny. You ruined my business.
It must have been really funny. He was a comedian.
Woo!
More than he was, anything else.
Oh, that Dinigan was wild, man. He was, I mean... He wasn't afraid to do anything. He was brave.
Yeah. You had to be a little brave, I suppose.
But he was a sweet kid, though.
Yeah. I
but
think he meant well. But
he always
got
disrupted
in trouble.
Disrupted the class with all these crazy ideas, you know.
Right.
Whatever he did. All right. Hey, nobody starved on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food? Listen to the Inner Sight Frolic. We'll tell you how to get it. Call Gary.
Right.
Nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Yeah. And ask him about the medical. If you need medical for your animal.
Uh-huh.
Nobody starved on Long Island. Let's see. Oh, James Bahamonde is a lawyer. Civil rights, 516-783-9662. We got Louie coming up.
Yes, sir.
We got Gabriel with the messed up hair. I don't know who wrote that, but anyway. Is Louie on the line?
Let me check now. Hold up.
Hey, Louie, if you're listening, dial in.
Wait.
And turn down your television.
Yeah, right.
Don't keep your television up there. Turn it down. We were supposed to have a special guest tonight, but he couldn't make it because there's a show on television, How to Create a Monster, that he had to watch.
Uh-oh.
So.
So.
Hopefully, maybe we'll get him on
next
week, you know.
Yeah, Bluey's on.
Oh, good. Yeah, I kind of figured that. All right, Louie the Lip live on Inner Sight right here.
Hey, Louie.
Friday
Hello,
night.
Hello, everybody.
Brunch.
Hi, Louie.
Yeah.
Hello there. We talked to Gilligan.
Gilligan?
Yeah.
Gilligan?
Yeah.
That's cool. We're talking to Gilligan's Island. I like that. Can you do a voice of somebody from Gilligan's Island? Remember that?
I used to watch that back in the 60s.
So did I. In the 70s.
Wait, I missed that. What show was that?
Gilligan's Island.
Joe who?
No, Gilligan's Island.
Oh, Gilligan
you're
talking
that?
About. Yeah, it was all right,
yeah.
I never really was crazy about that show, but, yeah, it was kind of boring, wasn't it? Oh, we got Abbott and Costello coming up with the Susquehanna. Hey Lou, how you doing? Give us a couple of songs from that. Remember that album I did, the demo? Love Songs.
Yeah,
to
let
you.
Me do a comedian of Rosanna Nana first, all right?
Yeah, sure, go ahead. Do what you want.
Hey, nobody, you be bite by dog food, cat food. I forgot the name of it. Is that Cornucopia? That's something else.
Yeah. Cornucopia. Dog food, cat food, bird food, herd food, buffalo, all kinds of food. Yeah.
I got to eat it. I wish I could eat organic out of the can.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Yeah, like the time you were on television and we gave you some dog food to eat. Remember that?
Oh,
yeah.
My.
Oh, boy. Poppy will crack a funny bone.
Hey, there
yeah,
was a
you
family
started barking.
I told you guys in the past who didn't understand English. There was no picture of a dog or something on, you know, the container, the can, basically. So they started stirring it, like with stir fry. And one of their children said, wait a minute, Ma, let me see that can. Ma, these
yeah.
are the dogs. It's a true story, too. This is for dogs, Ma.
Give some to
Charabelle.
Hey, Suzanne, you can give some to Frank Perino's dog, Charabelle. She's hungry.
Well, I could give her some only if Frank tells me I can. Otherwise, we get Frank's food for Charabelle donated. It's nice. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
come on back. Yeah. Oh, Canine Rescue, yes, that's when you sell dog food, cat food. Go to the Canine Rescue, and then I'll talk to Rosanna Dana and give them the swab in the bathroom as I talk to Pat Cooper and Jerry Lawrence and something like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, something like that. And put your shoes back on. Something like that.
What? What do you mean? I got clean feet, Frank.
Yeah, what do you wear, sneakers?
Yeah.
Why do they call them sneakers? People sneak all around, a little sneak, you know?
I don't know, make a sneak. I don't know.
Hey, Lou, remember
it on
that
my
song,
toes.
Huh?
Yeah.
Remember that song in the 60s? What was that song? Tony Orlando. Yellow Ribbon or something.
Around the old
That's
oak
the
tree.
70s.
Tie 70,
yeah, yeah.
Around the old oak tree. I don't sing well, but that's how it started. And then
remember that song, Lou?
Yeah.
You know it?
Can you sing it in Spanish?
No, English I knew, but Spanish is a little hard.
You know Spanish. I'll sing it in English. Good. He's on the bus.
Bus driver told me it was me. I'm the one who'll be making free. I don't see a lover being should be free. A simple yellow but if you want me. Else you want me. So tie a little rhythm round the old tree. It's the 3 long years and you still want me. I don't see a rhythm round and round. Oh, say a yellow rhythm. Hop on the bus and forget about me. All tied a yellow rhythm round the old tree. Da 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 da. Tie a yellow round
right.
the old tree.
Yeah, I like the part where it says the whole bus is cheering.
Yeah. I can
see 100 ribbons around the tree.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Lou.
this is Rosanna Dana talking. I'm giving out perfume to those ladies. They're getting it on with the Rosanna Dana talking on the ringy here. And giving, I just talked to Connie and Chrissy on a Saturday
Uh-oh.
Night from 11 to midnight. And they're getting on with me talking about getting a date with a lady. Or something like that. Just something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see you guys together.
Hey, Lou,
yeah,
remember,
Connie Chrissy.
Yeah.
Hey, Connie Chrissy, I love you very much. I watch your show on Saturday night for a date night.
Yeah.
Remember that song I did on that demo?
Yeah.
That love song?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite song on there? You got a favorite
one? Yours is yours, by me. I may be loving it, when it is, I'll be yours, it will be yours.
Yeah.
Oh, you remember that one? That's an oldie we did.
Yeah.
You haven't played that for a while.
No.
Uh-oh. Now you're in trouble.
That's an oldie. How about give us another one?
Holy, holy eye. And she comes, as she calls,
holy, holy
eye.
Why am I so blind?
I'm a holy.
Holy, holy.
Yep.
Sing a song.
Yeah.
Sing a song, a song.
Sing
a song.
Sing.
Sing it out.
That's right.
Sing it strong, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you sing it come up right. And you sing how to learn how to fly. How to fly, holy
He sings good.
All right.
The love drops of my eye.
Uh-oh. He
got love drop in his eyes.
How did that happen?
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
And yeah, that's right. This is Rosanna Dana, talking to Connie and Chrissy. And somewhere I want to give it a date and go on and show Connie and Chrissy. You know, a lot of laughs and flirting and all that stuff going on at the same time.
Hey, Lou, would you go out on a date with Connie or Chrissy? Who you like better?
They're my friends.
Both of them? Or you want to take them both out, huh?
There you go.
He wants to go out with
both. Yeah, that's right.
At the same time.
Chrissy, they're nice people.
Oh,
one
good.
On each arm. That's Louis Rivera.
There you go.
Louis the lover
yeah.
Rivera.
There you go.
That's right.
He sells love.
I gotta get old Connie and Chrissy.
And they put perfume all over you. Then you're gonna smell.
No, I don't wear perfume. Men wear cologne.
There you go. He told you.
Spanish perfume.
Yeah.
And cologne.
Muchachita.
Yeah.
He's so bad.
All right. Inner Sight and Louis Rivera. Hey, Lou, thanks so much. You give us a song, a going out song. What do you got? You got a good song for us?
Oh,
the one
yeah,
you sang the other
night. I tell you something, I think you understand.
Oh, I like that.
And I feel that something, I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand.
There you go.
Happy I saw you, I feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love, I can hide, I can hide.
I lose my mind.
I can hide in you. Got that something. I think I understand. When I feel that something, I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand.
All right. In
all right,
sight.
Thank
hey, thanks
Lou.
A lot, Louie.
Okay, well, can turn in now on Friday from 8 to 9 on the Fox.
There
I'll
you
make
go.
Sure I'll get Rosanna Dana on the line. I'll talk to Connie and Chrissy and the Swab together. We got a lot of laughs.
Yeah, and sit on Jelly and wobble.
There you go.
Oh, no. You got to do something about it.
No
yeah,
problem.
I love you, Suzanne.
All right.
All right, Lou. We're going to go to your show. Thanks.
On the frolics.
Okay, bye-bye
love
now.
You,
yeah.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What happened to your head? What's wrong? What is all this googa giga gushy in your head? Googa. Googa, googa. Googa, I had to sleep under a car. What? What, you're sleeping under a car? You're crazy. Look, you got all sticks and bones and bugs and worms in your head. Look, everything, look. Look now. Look now, Bill.
What the hell happened? What the hell did you do? Fall down a hole?
I fell up a hole.
You fell up a hole. What are we going to do, Mama?
We have to take him to hair to fix hair. Fix hair place. Now we go. Come on. Put sheet over him so he don't get dirty all over car. Please, help my son. He has very bad hair.
Well, we'll see what we can do, lady, but he looks pretty bad. I don't know what happened.
He fell down the hole. He couldn't get out. Somebody put over him dirt like this.
Uh-oh.
With sticks and pebbles and leaves and everything like this. What are we going to do?
Well, don't worry. I got a machine here, see, and but first I gotta finish my jelly bars.
What jelly? What are
you
talking?
Jelly bars.
Please help
jelly
him.
Bars.
No jelly bars.
I gotta have my jelly bars, lady, or I'll lose my mind.
There you go.
Oh, it hurts. Oh,
no.
Stop belly aching. We got to clean you up.
I think I died. I didn't go to heaven. Oops.
Oh my God!
Crazy, dude.
What are we gonna do now? He's all desecrated. Desecrated of irrigation.
What are you talking about, Mama?
I don't recognize my own son. Oh no!
Poor woman.
We have to take him to the hospital. Maybe they can fix him.
Oh, maybe
him
you
up.
Do.
Oh, no, no, I'm not going to the hospital. No, they give me that stuff, and it makes me crazy. No, I don't want that stuff. Don't give it to me. No, 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 no. Ah. Oh, yeah, leave it up to Gabriel.
Only poor Gabriel gets into that mess.
To get in trouble. Yeah, he's known for that. He's notorious. Known for that, you know. Anyway, did you hear about the Chinese lady who went to the doctor and eye doctor, you know? And doctor says, I hate to tell you this, miss, but you have a cataract. And she said, no, I don't. I have a Lincoln Continental. Who told me that joke? I don't know. But it's the oldest joke in the world. Give me a little Lauren Hardy.
Okay.
Got any Lauren Hardy hanging around?
Here we go. Give me a second.
Got a little bit of time here. Lauren Hardy.
Lauren Hardy. Yeah, I know. It's just taking its time loading. There it is. Here it comes.
In my backyard. What? You can't be buried in the backyard.
Why not?
You see that flower over there? Yes. That's my mother. Your mother is a flower? Well, that's what she's pushing up, Daisy. Would you stop that? Now listen. Have to make arrangements. Arrangements? Well, what kind of arrangements? Well, I'm gonna call this fella here. He's an arranger of funerals. Now just hear what he has to say. Come on, Ollie, hurry up. I haven't got all day. I may go any minute. Hello?
Who is this?
Oh, this is Oliver Hardy and Stan Laurel. We want to avail ourselves of your service.
Oh, my services. Well, that's another matter.
Have you got any money? Money? No. Well, he doesn't, and I don't. So neither one of us have any money. Wait a minute. I got 23 cents.
23 cents? That won't even get you a piece of dirt.
I get you part of the field.
Well, what do I need dirt for? Well, how do you think we're going to cover you? With a plastic sheet? Plastic sheet? Now, wait a minute. Well, what? Oh, now, do you have a spot where you want to be buried? But I haven't got a spot, but my friend here, he's quite, shall we say, hefty. Will you stop that? Give me that phone. Hello? Now, listen, what do we do to get buried properly? Well, the first thing you've got to do is drop dead.
Help!
I don't want to drop dead, I want to drop live!
That's
you
true.
Can't drop live, you
I'm
stupid
you.
Idiot. You can only drop dead. What, after we
I can
go?
Drop, but not dead.
After we go, then what do we know? You don't know anything. That's why you have to sign all your money over to me.
Yeah,
now.
Right.
Now.
Believe that, I'll tell you a bit.
Wait a minute. You mean you want the money now? Well, it's pay now, die later. But I want to be buried next to me mother. Like the flower here in my backyard. You can't be buried there.
Well, why not?
Well, it's against the law. Oh.
What are we going to do,
Ollie? I don't know, but I know one thing.
What's that?
I'm not going to pay now and die later. Goodbye. Hey, now it's dialing. That's a good name for a cemetery.
Yeah. I'm
hey,
so
now it's dialing.
I'm going to live fast.
All right, it is nice crawling.
Yes. If I can get to this thing, I'll take it off.
Yeah. I wonder how many people, you know, people actually do that.
Yeah, no.
People actually do that. They pay for the funeral before they die. Now, wait a minute. If they don't die, do they get their money back?
That's what I'd like to know, too. Or even better, give me the money
if the person doesn't
who
die.
Thought they would die.
Pay
died.
Now and die later, but if they, what happens if they don't die?
Somebody else keeps the money.
That's the way the dog schools operate. The guide dog school. If they don't give the dog to one person, they give it to another. So that,
there you go.
But they custom. Wait a minute. How can you do that when it's It's custom burial.
Yeah.
Custom burial. Pay now and die later. In a site. 853 New York. Oh, we didn't. The number here, by the way. 213-816-1650. Anybody out there want to pay now and die later? Make
give
a donation to Innersight.
Innersight instead. Make sure you're buried.
All right. Is there anybody on the phone line? We should check the phone line.
We have somebody waiting, and that seems to be Anthony. He likes to listen sometimes. It's Ollie.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right. Innersight. And I like that. Pay now and die later.
That's good.
If I had a funeral, Paula, I'd have a big sign outside with red letters flashing
all
and
the
dancing
time.
Girls. Pay now
pay
and die later.
Die later.
I bet you we'd get a lot of business.
Yeah.
They're all dying to get in.
Oh, and then we'd say, and if you don't die, you get a partial refund. Put your beneficiary.
Yeah, right. Every year after a certain year, you got to pick the certain year, you'll start getting a refund. How do you like that? That's better.
Oh, yeah, you got to have a time frame.
Yeah, you can't have them just, yeah, you know, croaking like that without having a time frame. So after the
well, how
year
about the other way
80,
around? For every year you don't die, you got to pay more.
Oh, that's even scarier.
That's even
scarier.
Better.
Even better.
That's a new way for the funeral parlor to make money. Wait a minute. You buy the thing, the cemetery,
yeah,
you buy the thing, and then you plot, whatever you call it, plot. That's why they call it plot, because you just plot down and that's it, you know. But imagine it would, you get a plot, you pay now,
you
and
later.
For every year you don't die, you got to pay more. The
oh, that's
installment
plan. And then somewhere
you heard
on
the installment
that
plan? Well, this is the encrowment plan.
No.
Oh, man. In a sight. Hey, now, die later.
Die later.
Woo!
Sounds like the guide
like
dog school
one.
For sure.
What?
Sounds like the guide dog schools. Pay now.
Yeah,
get your dog later.
Yeah. Well, you know, you put your, imagine a waiting list for cemeteries.
Or
you
a waiting
know,
list
gotta,
for dogs. For
you
got to
put well, they have that, but you got to put your name on a waiting list to the cemetery, and every year you don't die, the price goes up.
There you go, God. For sure, they won't be using cemeteries anymore.
Yeah, you imagine do the commercial, you know.
They'll cremate people instead. You watch
this is
video.
Harry. This is Harry Death. How
Harry
are
Death?
You today? Harry Death, how are you today? Join our festivities. Pay now and die later.
Die later.
Live
and
more.
And pay more.
And pay
more.
And pay more. Or get our deluxe plan. Live more and pay less.
There you go. Now, when do I live and when do I die? Who the heck knows?
You never die. Name your beneficiary.
There you go.
Now one guy says, I want to leave it to my cat.
There you go. Even better. The cat's going to win.
In a sight. We'll be with you Monday. Mad or glad. Hope you had some fun. You know, stupid
we did.
Stuff.
We had fun.
And I want to thank all our friends out there for keeping the show on the air. You know, we're still on the air.
Oh really? My God! You mean they didn't throw
all right.
crazy people off yet?
we're gonna get rid of these nursing homes. I promise you that. I don't know when it's going to happen, but
too.
I know it's
mm-hmm.
going to happen. We're going to turn them into accessible housing.
That's right.
Thank you so
he
much. I
want to
thank... we didn't do the Susquehanna. Oh, we'll have to do it next time.
Okay.
Forgot all about it. Okay, I promise you, next time we do the...
Susquehanna. Right. Just remind
Abbott
me. Abbott I'll maybe put
all
it
right,
on the
thank you.
Now and then.
Suzanne, co-host, engineer, all our friends
you're
out
welcome.
There. And inner sight means freedom. 631-224-3090, the phone number, inner sight.
Yep.
Thank you. Have a good night. Good day tomorrow. Good weekend. See you
yeah,
Monday on the Mad or Glad. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone. Crazy people here. Just want to let you know. The dog howling. Good night, everyone. Good night.